That showed you wasn't carrying it on your shoulder.
Right. Suppose you had a partial load. You didn't have
any better?
Suppose you didn't have you were driving a wagon and you only had part of the wagon filled with corn, let's say. And somebody said, "Well, I see you don't have a full load," and you say, "No, I just have a
part load."
Yeah, part of it.
Jag. A lot of people call it a jag.
Okay. The musical instrument they used to play.
French harp. Wayne?
Yeah.
I'm taking my examination.
How about the one that they played like that?
French harp. Juice harp.
Now, if you're going to have lunch, don't let me interrupt you. Right? I'll go and eat at his house. And if you had a bottle and didn't want the liquid to come out, you better put a
cork in.
Suppose that's made out of glass. What would you call it? The thing you put in?
Stopper?
And you hit a nail with a
hammer.
And now on the wagons, this is out of my territory. Old wagons, they had, if you had two horses.
Ten. Double trees.
A double tree is a thing that keeps it even.
Double tree is what you hitch them to. And inside that double tree was a single tree.
Okay.
And that is all attached to the tongue.
All attached to the tongue, okay. Now, suppose you just had one horse. Yep. Two
calves.
That, like a buggy, would have shafts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ever speak of an evener?
Yes, sir.
That's on a two-horse rig, or what?
Two-horse.
And how would you say that? It's a what? What do you call that thing I just said? I want to hear you say it, that's all.
Evener? You know, we used to use that last time when we had a big horse and a light one.
Uh-huh.
And we'd give the light horse advantage.
I see.
Then we'd say, set the wagon hammer over so the big horse would pull most of the load. That's what we call the evener.
Evener. Mm-hmm. All right, the thing you use to cut up the ground is a
disc?
Or before
you need a plow?
Then you go over it with a disc after that?
Para.
How would you work today?
What did the harrow look like?
Well, sure, it's an iron frame, or a wood frame, bolt, full of teeth. Every 8 inches, they was a steel spike, that is a steel pin. And they would drag that was called a harrow.
Yeah. All right, and how about sleds, different kinds of sleds? Do you know any different kinds of sleds?
Yes, sir.
What are some different ones?
Well, sir, one was called a sled, one was called a sleigh, one was called a coaster.
What's the difference between them? Sleigh and
sled was for a double team. Team horses. Sleigh was for a single horse. Coaster for a boy.
The boy would run and jump on a coaster?
Well, they'd usually go to the high place and lay down on the sled, you know, and coast downhill.
Yeah.